Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Gus Polidor. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tom Filer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner strikes out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Filer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Tartabull for the double play. 2 outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polidor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. White hits a pop-up into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wellman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Felder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Polidor is 0-for-1 in the game. Polidor hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wellman moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Wellman moves to third. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wellman scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wellman hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears pinch hits for Gus Polidor. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Spears moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Spears scores. Molitor scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Terry Francona pinch hits for Joey Meyer. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.